This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get reward points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Back at the Nest, match preview podcast. www.backofthenest.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Back of the Nest Preview Podcast. I'm your host, Terence Ford, and I'm joined by Sam and Albert. And at last, we have reached the end of the horrendous run of fixtures, and it's the European champions, Liverpool, at Selhurst Park. And we all know what happened the last time Liverpool came to Selhurst Park as European champions.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
In by Hughes. Hughes looks for the opening goal. What a chance for a goal! They have done it! And it's Marco Reich who's put Palace back in the lead.
Yes, we've finally made it to the end of the long, hard road, and Hesketh, it's, you know, only European champions and runaway league leaders, Liverpool.
Yeah, nice way to end it, isn't it? I'm mostly looking forward to sneaking a draw against a team that's, you know, third from bottom or something. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, bring on Norwich on New Year's Day or whatever it is. And Albert, you're heading off to Liverpool tomorrow. Were you doing scouting the opposition?
I can't remember what I said the first time we recorded this bit. So I'm going to have to say something new. I'm going up there for work. I think I said something along those lines. Going up there for work, there for a couple of days, not coming back. Coming back Friday because I don't want to travel down on Saturday on the train surrounded by that mob.
Yeah. I don't know. A lot of them will probably be coming from London. But what I'd ended say was, oh, is that what you're doing? Spider-Man swinging around the skyscrapers of Liverpool.
And I went, yeah.
And Hesketh went,
I can't even remember, mate.
That's what you said the first time. Bang on.
Pulling back the curtain.
Yeah. We've had massive technical difficulties and you're basically missing out on us talking about Bert being too big to fit into a Spider-Man costume. So let's get straight into this.
What kind of beer do you like? Heineken? Fuck that shit! Pabst Blue Ribbon!
Right, so Albert, you went off and got a drink before we started, so I know you're not going to let me down. What's come out of the box of magic this week?
I finished it now. No, it's called So Hop, S-O apostrophe hop. Not sure if that's meant to be a bad Soho pun. It's by the More Beer Company. Their slogan is drink more beer, but I won't be drinking more of this one because it's not very nice. You might like it, though.
Is it very hoppy?
It says highly something ultra pale ale, balancing rich something malt with something. It's a terrible font. Something else. Modestly unreal. I mean, that in itself is enough to put me off.
It sounds delicious. It's actually ranked 88 out of 100. Mm. Yeah. So it's actually quite a good one, apparently, mate.
Well, for each to their own.
And what's it this week? Hesketh, Walter?
Well, it's a now empty bottle of Moretti.
Hey.
Which was an old favourite, which I finished whilst we were waiting to start, and Albert was doing multiple Freddie Mercury impressions.
Yeah, and talking about his disappointment with the film, but we won't dig any further into that. Right, this week I'm on Tiny Rebel Stay Puffed. It's a marshmallow porter, Albert.
For fuck's sake. What does that mean?
I don't know, but it's got the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man on the front. I've never had That's it before. Right. I'm reliably informed that it is an incredible beer. So,
can you put it on the end of a stick and hold it over a fire?
I don't think so.
Mm. Does it taste of marshmallows?
Oh, it does. It does. It's good. Oh, that's good. Ugh. Oh, mm. Oh, I could just talk about that for the next 20 minutes, but I won't. Instead, we'll talk about what the Palace players have been doing on international break. Hesketh, Jordan Ayew, Prince of Ghana, has scored the only goal in a game to win it 1-0.
It was against the mammoth nation of Sao Tome, I think, as well.
I've never heard of him.
He's obviously, you know, doing his nation and his adopted nation of South London proud. And I expect nothing less of him. What a star.
It was from the penalty spot, so maybe he'll be doing his best Ben Teke impression next time Luca tries to take a penalty, snatching the ball away from him. Albert, are you surprised to hear that IU scored again?
I'm surprised to hear it's against a team that I've never heard of. I mean, what competition was this? Just a friendly? Was it like an AFCON qualifier?
Yep, AFCON qualifier.
Sao Tome. I mean, sounds like a really exotic player, let alone a team.
Sounds like a beer that I might drink. And of course, Christian Benteke got on the score sheet twice against the mighty Cyprus, which means that this season he's now scored against San Marino and Cyprus. But Hesketh, he was saying some interesting things after scoring those two goals.
He was, yeah. I expected him to sort of do the usual, what an honour to score for my country and can't wait to bring this form back to Palace, which I think he said after he scored his last international goal. Like you say, against the mighty San Marino. But this time I saw a quote, which was him talking about the transfer window coming up. And he'd have to have a think about what was happening and have a chat with people about the transfer window. So maybe he's on the impression that a couple of goals against Cyprus will bag him that move to Barcelona.
Yeah, because he does so well in red and blue. Albert, it says he might be joining Fellaini in China in a £15 million move.
Wow. What a footballing delight that would be, watching that.
Mm. Aren't Chinese people quite short historically? Benteke and Fellaini might do well there.
Yeah, they might do, but it's just got... Do you know what that's got written all over it? It's got a ball being pumped up. You know when you see two players go for the same header and there's a horrendous clash of heads? If you put Fellaini and Benteke in the same team, that's what would happen. But at least, has Fellaini still got the mop? But is it, you know, he's got a bit of cushion.
I think he shaved it all off, didn't he? I think he got rid. He finally realised it looked ridiculous.
I mean, he's just a ridiculous man. He's a ridiculous football player. He's stolen a living.
So... Google reliably informs me that the Chinese are 93rd globally in terms of height. So what is that, 181 countries or something like that?
Well, they're mid-table, so that's not too bad.
But I'm thinking Benteke and Fellaini might be closer towards the top of that table, kind of, you know, pushing for a European place at least, at the very least.
Who's the tallest country? Just out of
I would say it would probably be Holland.
Really?
Any advances on that?
I'm trying to think of a height pun, but I can't.
You've come up short there, mate.
Hey, I set him up.
Tallest country in the world, the Netherlands, at 6.03 feet. Nailed it.
Really?
I would never ahead of that. Montenegro, Denmark, and Norway.
Mate, fair enough. Those ones I understand.
Isn't Heineken from Holland?
It is indeed, where Albert's never been. So this is why he doesn't realise there's really tall people in Holland.
How tall are you, Albert?
I think I'm 6'3".
Around.
And you drink a lot of around. You drink a lot of Heineken, so maybe that's...
Your dad listens. I'm so sorry. maybe I'd fit in. I'd fit in Holland. Mm. Tall and love a hiney.
Well, as I say, you got Norwegian a fourth in the table there for height. And 24 games, 12 goals and 4 assists. That's our very own Norwegian Hesketh.
Yeah, he keeps doing well. But every time I see him score a goal, it's from like a whipped-in cross, which, as we all know, do not exist this side of the Bosphorus. I don't know a Turkish landmark.
Kebab shop.
No comment. He's doing really well, but I'm still convinced he's not really a professional footballer. And besides which, like I say, we don't cross the ball, do we? Anyway, so. Good for him, but I can't see him replicating it with us.
Yeah, it's okay to say kebab shop because we've got DR and DR has a kebab shop, which sounds like something Prince Andrew would have said on that documentary the other day.
Mate, I've made my peace of it already, so don't justify it on my behalf. I'm not sweating it.
Back to international Eagles and Wayne Hennessy. Incredible double save. Now, would you have ever thought, Albert, that you would have seen Gareth Bale singing Wayne Hennessy's name like he was standing on a terrace?
Well, I haven't seen it, so what can I say?
Well, I mean, it's pretty much what it sounds like. It's Gareth Bale singing Wayne Hennessy's name.
Fair enough. They're a tight bunch, and what else has Gareth Bale got going on these days?
There you go.
Bit of Wayne Hennessy.
In that order?
I think so.
Yeah, very, very bold from Gareth Bale there. But this is not a Real Madrid podcast. It's a Crystal Palace podcast, and we've had a transfer rumour that's not going away. We've had the one from the bloke up top for Rangers, Morales, but all of the people in the know seem to suggest that that's not on. But Edouard from Celtic might be on. Hesketh, he's been described as a technical striker to me. Does a technical striker fit in any way in our front line?
Probably more so than a nippy little lad, the way we play. But I don't watch huge amounts of Scottish football, to be honest, but I watched them. I watched Celtic play against Lazio the other week, and he looked all right. Quite a big lad, puts himself about. He's still quite young. I think he's only 21, isn't he? So that's much better compared to what we usually scout, which is, you know, upwards of 30 with absolutely no sell-on value and or knees left in their body. he's supposed to be pretty good, and he's scoring quite a lot of goals for the French under 21s, which is fairly decent, isn't it? So be interesting to see how that goes and whether Celtic want to sell or need to sell, or whether, you know, he, for whatever reason, wants to come to Palace and throws his toys out of the pram.
I mean, I'll be surprised if it happens. It's probably going to be some big money, and I don't know. Maybe that's what that loan was, or whatever we did the other week with the Aaron Wan-Bissaka money to get some cash in. But now, having seen what's happened with the academy, maybe that's where it all went. We're going to need to bring players in if Victor Camarasa is going to end his loan period at Palace. Now, I mean, Bert, this isn't really that surprising that it looks set to be cut short and apparently he's going to Norwich, where he will inevitably score against us on New Year's Day.
I didn't realise he'd started a loan deal at Palace, to be honest.
Yeah, well, he's having to pay back a loan with, in all of the fines that he's been getting for not turning up to training.
Well, what's the point? What is the point in turning up, really? Oh. I mean,
he's got a Twitch channel. You can go and watch him play Fortnite on Twitch if you've got nothing better to do.
I'm going to pretend I know what that is. Yep, cool.
He's actually quite good at the game as well. Do you really not know what Twitch is?
No.
It's where people stream themselves playing computer games. I guess, I don't know.
I thought that was YouTube.
Sort of. Heskey, if you know what it is.
I vaguely, yeah. I know of it. I've never.
To be fair,
you've never twitched.
I've never twitched. I watch you on Twitch playing NHL. Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Are you a voyeur? Is that what it is? It's a voyeur channel for computer.
I just think it's a way people watch people really good at the game when they're shit themselves. So you can.
This is a discussion for another day, but it really baffles me that someone who can play FIFA quite well wins like £2 million in a tournament. So I resent everyone. At that point,
my parents were telling me to get off the PlayStation when I was younger. What terrible career advice!
Could have bought them a mansion in Beverly Hills by now.
Yeah, instead it's a council flat in Bethnal Green. But there you go. last but not least, Brighton have put up another mural, Hesketh, of Bruno after the last one was destroyed by Palace fans. Do you reckon there's going to be a sequel?
I hope so. For people who haven't seen it, it's all over Twitter. The first one's bad. Obviously, it's a mural of Bruno. It's not going to be good. But this is next level. He looks like a decrepit egg. It's awful. And it says once a seagull, always a seagull, which says, you know, about as high as they're aiming.
Who's the guy in Avengers who's got the Infinity Stone in his forehead?
Vision.
Yeah, he looks like Vision.
Does, with the Infinity Stone taken out, so he's all grey. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. This has turned into the nerdiest podcast we've ever done. I blame Albert. It's all your fault, Albert.
I mean, it's not my fault, is it? You brought up the twitchy thing, video games.
Have you ever sounded more like a dad?
I am a dad of two. Thank you very much. He's going on about Avengers. It's not me, mate.
You worked on Spider-Man, and that's where it all started, way back. But look, let's finish this here and get into talking about Liverpool's visit to Selhurst Park.
Reviews, predictions, comments and rants. Send us your voice clips on WhatsApp. 0203 575 1266.
And strong, square-jawed and determined, it's Mile Jedinak to strike it! What a fabulous free kick! And the man from down under has just turned Liverpool's world upside down.
Right, yes, it's time to build you up to the Liverpool game. I've listened to the Red Men TV podcast in preparation for this. Insightful stuff it has given, such as the Palace backline are shit scared of pace and players running at them.
Well, usually because it ends in Salah diving at the end of the run. I don't know.
Well, I mean, is there any back line in the entire world that is like, yeah, actually, you know what? I'm well up for some pace and players running out. but you talk of Salah there, potentially, well, it looks like he's definitely going to be out of this game. Apparently, he's been playing at 75% fitness levels for the past few games, and now it looks like he's actually out. So that's a big loss for them.
It is a big loss for them. I always sort of take those with a pinch of salt because I just assume it's bollocks and they'll play, but it does sound like he and Robertson are actually not going to play, and they both I mean, they're both obviously really good players. And any time that you don't have someone who can score 35, 40 goals a season playing against you, it's a plus, isn't it? Not to say that Liverpool don't have, you know, very good players outside of him, like Mane and Firmino, but maybe we won't concede a penalty.
Well, the suggestions is it will be Divock Origi coming in for him. Albert, would this be better for us with it looking like Joel Ward is probably going to be out? That means the likelihood is that Divock Origi would be up against Martin Kelly, which is probably a better matchup for him versus as opposed to the pace of Salah.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough. You know, we have to take it as a positive. If Salah doesn't play, it increases our chances of not getting battered by about 4%. So that's good. But there's, you know, they are where they are because they're, you know, they're not just a quality 11. They've got strength in depth, and that's exactly what we don't really have. So we need to be on our A game and then some. So, you know, when we kind of, it's like when a team has a tragic away form and comes to us, whenever there's something to kind of cling on to as a positive for us, rarely tends to work out. So Divock Origi is probably going to score like two hat tricks and Salah won't get back in the team no matter how fit he is. Like, that's just the sort of thing that happens in these circumstances.
Yeah, well, you know, Robertson, it was also potentially out, as Hesketh alluded to a little bit ago there. But apparently the last time Salah and Robertson were out at the same game was the second half against Barcelona when they come back and won 4-0 or whatever it was. So I'm sure they were all right without him. But the good thing about Robertson being out, of course, Hesketh, is that Milner will be at left back. And of course, we talked a couple of weeks ago about Milner saying that Zaha's the toughest opponent he's ever had to face. So assuming that Zaha's fit, it's another torrid afternoon for James Milner, hopefully.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I like Milner. I think he's a good player. But yeah, like you say, he's been very complimentary about Wilf on more than one occasion. And, you know, despite, I mean, I seem to say this every week now, but despite people seem to dig out Wilf at every opportunity they get at the moment, which I think is a shame, he's still the player who's going to, you know, do magic for us. And when you're playing a team like Liverpool, you need players like that to turn it on and make something happen, because for all the energy and sort of hard work and graft that the rest of the team have, I think Liverpool are too good a team to get beaten by a bit of hassling. So any, yeah, like Albert said, any sort of little gem that we can take that will make our life a little bit easier, we'll have to take it. And I think hopefully Wilf getting on form and going up against Milner will be a good start for him to really push forward this season and hopefully make something happen during the game.
Yeah, so Zaha obviously this week's been talking to Darren Ambrose. Hesketh, first, Darren Ambrose starting off with the perfect best man speech type entrance to his interview with Wilfred.
Yeah, it was very good. I don't know if I want to spoil it if people haven't seen it. And by people, I mean Albert. but it's well worth a watch, Albert. So when you're on the train up to Liverpool,
you're right.
Give it a watch. But yeah, he sort of joked that he was one of the best players to ever play for Palace.
I wrote some words down here. He said, Albert, legend, Mr. Crystal Palace, one of the greatest players ever to play for the club. To which Wilfred Zaha blows out his cheeks like, and Darren Ambrose goes, well, that's enough about me. We're here to talk about you.
Oh, I'm gutted I missed it.
Oh, Albert's in full dickhead mode tonight, isn't he? He's loving it. But no, it's a 20 minute long interview and touches on a lot of the early stuff and when they were playing together and things like that. It's worth a listen, mate. You know, Palace are paying people to put this content out there.
Well, I'm a busy man. Listen, I get to enjoy Wilfred Zaha on a massive billboard in Watford Town Centre at the moment. I drive past it every morning.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Is it for JD Sports?
Oh, JD Sports.
I took a picture of it this morning.
He's in that Christmas advert.
It's something called Jameson Carter times Wilfred Zaha, Jameson Carter official.com. It's obviously a clothing brand that he's done some sort of collab with, and there he is looking down on Watford from a billboard, which I can imagine really, I think the phrase is boils piss with, you know, it's dangerously close to Vicarage Road, this billboard. So that's how I get my feel of Will for the moment.
I found it on the internet. I'm shocked. Wow. Yeah,
there you go, mate.
That's great. Is there a Jameson Carter in like a shopping centre somewhere in Watford? Like, what's going on?
I've not gone that far, to be honest, mate. I don't know what Jameson Carter is. I just drove past the other day. So it just says, I was like, oh, that's Wilfred Zaha.
Hang on, isn't that?
And then I realised where I was.
Isn't that where we waited for that taxi that time before we come to yours?
It's not far from there. In the pouring rain.
After a defeat.
And who knows? Yeah, well. Mate, stop bringing the mood down, for God's sake. There might be more of them around the town centre I've not seen, but, you know, that's enough.
Well, I mean, it's ridiculously low as well, and it hasn't been defaced yet. I would have imagined that there'd be people drawing all over that, but...
Well, I'm guarding it.
There you go. If you want to go and sightsee Wilfred Zaha on a billboard, head to Watford. We are heading there in a few weeks, aren't we? So we'll all go and get a picture together in front of the Wilfred Zaha billboard. And yeah, of course, if you haven't seen, Wilfred Zaha is in a JD Sports advert with Jesse Lingard, Hesketh.
I hate Jesse Lingard.
I mean, who doesn't? I don't think he'll be at Man United much longer. Who's a new Sunderland equivalent that all Man United players will sign for now, Albert, now that Sunderland are in League One?
Probably.
That's a good question.
Because it's got to be someone's got to replace him.
I'm looking at you, Burnley.
Burnley, step up to the plate and sign John O'Shea and Wes Brown immediately.
Daron Gibson.
It's funny, you immediately here think players like Darren Fletcher as well, but Darren Fletcher's probably got like 4 league titles and a Champions League medal under his belt or something, so probably can't laugh at them too much. Right now, I've written here that Van Dijk's had personal issues, which has kept him out of the Holland game in midweek, or at least he removed himself from the squad. Albert,
he's a tall Dutch bloke.
He's a very tall Dutch bloke. Exactly.
It all makes sense. But carry on.
But the question is, will these personal issues, is that another slight area of hope that he'll be terrible against us?
Yeah, or if he still doesn't, you know, if he doesn't make the game, Lovren will come in and give us all a masterclass in how to be a centre half.
Lovren's in anyway, mate, because Matip's out injured. Lovren's been playing the last couple of games, so... You know, he must still have nightmares at Selhurst Park.
Yeah, he'll be just like giving it sly eyes left and right, just to double check that Yannick Bolasie's not around.
Swiping the grass, flicking the ball over his head,
pulling up his socks. Mm. Was that Matip? When Bolasie did the old pull up the socks?
It was Lovren, yeah.
Not Matip, sorry, Lovren. Yeah, Lovren.
Yeah, I mean, it's just about violated Lovren in every which way he could. So. Yeah, poor old Lovren. I'm surprised he doesn't have the personal issues that Van Dijk's got, which I have no idea what those are, but there you go. But yeah, I mean, again, Joe Gomez is not fully fit, apparently. He obviously pulled out of the England squad.
Because he got bitch slapped.
Yeah, I would love there to be. Why isn't there any mobile phone footage of what happened? It must exist somewhere. Someone must have filmed it. Who in the England squad, Albert, do you think would be sneaking their phone out and having a little like, oh, I'm going to get this on the go?
Well, Ashley Cole's not there anymore, isn't he? I think he liked doing something sneaky with a mobile phone, if the rumours are true.
What has happened?
Lingard. Was Lingard in the squad?
I don't think he makes the squad anymore, does he?
No, he doesn't. Then I'm at a loss.
Yes. I don't know. Probably be like Mason Mount or something. You know, looks like butter wouldn't melt, but really he's like a little shitbag or something. I don't know. Well, you know, he was brought up in a youth team with Patrick Bamford, I'd imagine. So The apple probably hasn't fallen too far from the Chelsea youth team tree. What am I talking about? Hesketh, before the international break, we lost 2-0 at Chelsea. And Roy Hodgson, basically, again, in his post-match, talked about it being a good result and that we executed our plans despite only having one shot on target because we were in the game at one point. And, of course, James Tompkins heads out one big chance wide at the back post, and that could have been one or we could have got a point. But is it going to be another case this weekend of just try not to get battered?
Yeah, I think it is. I know that I'm the miserable one, but, you know, in that Chelsea game, I can understand up to a point the way we're playing, but when we're chasing the game, the thing that really got me was bringing on James McCarthy when, as much as he's, you know, in bad form and hasn't scored for ages and that, you got to bring on Benteke if you're chasing the game. And, you know, I suppose egg on my face, the only person who had a shot on target was James McCarthy, but you know what I mean? I understand, like I say, we can't go gung-ho, we can't try and match them up because then we will get battered. But I think at 1-0, if it is at 1-0, you know, with 10 minutes to go, you might as well go for it rather than wait until it's 2-0 and then make a change.
Bring on James McCarthy.
Bring on James McCarthy, yeah. And I think with Liverpool, you know, I think going forward, obviously, they're very, very good, but I think their defence is also pretty good. Having injuries and having, you know, if Van Dijk doesn't play, let's say, or if Robertson doesn't play, or if Gomez doesn't play, you know, we were saying the same things against Man City and they ended up playing two midfielders in a back three or whatever, and that it made no real difference to the game. So I think we've got to try and be realistic. Liverpool have, you know, top of the league for a reason, and are quite capable of knocking teams about. So, yes, I think we're going to do our normal of keep it tight and try not to get battered early on. But I really hope that if we are chasing the game, we're a bit more offensive than we were against Chelsea, because it was just pretty boring, to be honest. And I'd rather we went for it in that situation than not.
If you cast your mind back to the preview podcast for the Man City game, based on listening to the Man City podcast, I'd been reliably informed by that podcast that Man City are terrible when Gundogan and David Silva play in the same midfield. Didn't work out so well, did it? So this is where we are now. I mean, whatever team Liverpool put out is going to be a bloody good one anyway. So, you know, I'm hanging on to hope here that, you know, these misses will be something we can take advantage of. But we also have our own, you know, Joel Ward is a big loss at the moment, being our only right back, and bearing in mind that Kelly goes in there, as good as Kelly has been at centre back this season, we all know from Pardew's era that he's not a full back for sure. And, you know, Zaha's not 100% fit. Hopefully he's shaken off any knock that he's picked up, and we'll have to wait for Roy Hodgson's presser before we find that information out, and of course for Klopp's presser as well to confirm all of these Liverpool doubts that they're on the table. So predictions. it's been a predictable, excuse the reuse of the word there, from all the Palace fans, that when I've said can we get a result, no, nope, 0-2, no. No, 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 nope. Those are all the responses that I got to can we get a result. Albert, can we get a result?
I mean, a loss is still a result, isn't it? It's a result of the game. No, I don't think we can get a positive result. However, Liverpool haven't kept a clean sheet in 9 games. So I fancy us to get one, but I also fancy them to probably get 3. So
you're on board with Russ Collins there on Twitter, has also said the result will be 3-1 Liverpool, and I guarantee Benteke will miss a sitter. Happy Christmas. You're welcome. Hesketh, do you want these at so you can follow him? What's the score going to be?
I mean, I don't think we're going to score, because we don't really ever do that anymore. I reckon it'll be 3-0. I reckon it'll be 3. I think it'll be a fairly comfortable away win. And my prediction is that one of their players will do something really fucking annoying in front of the home star when they score.
I'm going to go 2-1 Liverpool. It's going to be one of those typical games where it feels like we might snatch something out of it despite actually being battered. But, you know, we create a couple of chances, score a goal, get it to 1-1, and then, I don't know, that shithouse Mane will score 2-1 about 6 minutes to go, and we'll all be entirely disappointed but happy that this run of fixtures is finally over, and we can start perhaps looking to climb the table again as opposed to you know, continuing to fall down it as we are at the moment. But, you know, lots of winnable fixtures. I say winnable fixtures after the Liverpool game, and that's when we can start to actually play some football and hopefully get some points and move up the table. We'll be back after this.
Back of the Nest Match Preview Podcast. www.backofthenest.com.
Okay, that's almost a lot for this week. Love Sport Podcast is available for you to listen now, so go over there. I think it's DR. Do all the usual. Head to backofthenest.com. Follow us on Twitter at backofthenest. And of course, for the review show, which will be Sunday this week, send your voice notes to WhatsApp on 0203 575 1766. Now, guys, I'm having renovations done in my house, which start next week. So there's a potential I might be missing for a few pods at least. I'm moving in with my back in with my mum, Albert, and she's got internet from the 1990s or something like that.
Bit of dial up, is it?
Bit of dial up. So I just not sure I'm going to be able to do the show, but we'll see anyway. If not, there's plenty of able deputies. Mike, Scott, I'm speaking to you. And but yeah, so if you don't hear me for a few episodes, that's the reason why. You know, I don't know what else to say.
I thought you were welling up there, mate.
I'm welling up at the prospect of just having 10 weeks worth of work done in my house, which is and living with my mum and my wife. It's going to, yeah.
Paying cash?
It's going to go well. Paying cash for the builder?
Yeah.
Of course not.
Nah, of course not.
I'm a staunch Corbynite, you know, pay your taxes.
And you also work in loss prevention, don't you? So I
do.
You're all about the big, getting the numbers bang on.
It's about integrity, mate. You got to have your integrities.
Nah, no, you don't.
No, you don't. Again, I think this is a discussion for another time.
With HMRC.
you're heading to Selhurst on Saturday, obviously.
I am.
Are you looking forward to the Norwood Junction train problems, or don't they bother you?
I don't go via Norwood Junction, I go via Selhurst. However, I am going to dash off after the game to watch the ice hockey, and train's been mash up is not good for me to get there on time.
Yeah, what time does it puck off?
The face-off is at 5:30, if any Palace fans want to come. Top of the table clash against Chelmsford.
You say top of the table clash, but haven't Streatham scored about 102 goals and conceded 4?
Yeah, we have, but they played more games than us and they're top now. So I'm a bit pissed off at that. So I want us to beat them and go top at their expense.
And of course, if you're lucky enough, you might actually get to see someone beat someone in an actual fist fight.
Fisticuffs. That's what we're all there for.
Love to see it. Right. So we've waffled at you enough for this week. We will be back next week. Well, at least Albert and Hesketh will. It remains to be seen if I will. For who we plan? Who's up next?
Football.
All of the time, every time.
Is it not Watford away?
I feel like it's a bit too...
No, it's not Watford. It's Burnley. What am I talking about? It's Burnley.
Ah, yes, it is Burnley away. I'm heading up to Manchester on the Friday to go to a rave at a Manchester warehouse project, which I'm probably about 10 years too old for. So look out for me in a state at Turf Moor next Saturday. Until next week, Palace fans, up the Palace.
his little tip for in that area was don't waste your money on Viagra. Just rub a little bit of Vicks VapoRub around your helmet. And that does the same job, apparently.
I'm not having it.
Yeah, I'm literally not having it.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates are around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.